This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever you want here. Been covering secession. Not that we're planning on it, but it came up, and I actually had Brexit in my show.
It's one of my relationship goals, but not immediately.
Yeah. Well, I want to see it happen as soon as possible, and I think the more that we can talk about it, the more the more real it becomes. If nobody talks about secession, and I don't mean you, nobody, but you are here.
Right.
If people do not discuss the issue of secession, then it will not ever happen. It has to be talked about.
Wasn't that something that was initially part of the, I don't want to say part of, but the big motivator for a lot of people when it came to the Free State Project and organizing it?
Certainly there are people who said maybe we could secede, and things were discussed, like when we were choosing a state to go to.
Mm-hmm.
There were people who commented on, well, we do have an exterior border with Canada if the United States decides they don't want to trade with
that,
us anymore.
And there's also a port. Yeah. There's a port, yeah. Portsmouth. So
you've got two international boundaries.
Right.
It was definitely something I thought about before, going up.
I thought there were a lot of people talking about it originally. Now, I wasn't part of this discussion, so.
Well, the founder of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, is not unfamiliar with or unfriendly to. He's a supporter of the idea of it. He's just not ready to talk about it publicly. At least the last time I heard him talking about this, which was a few years ago at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where he addressed it, I believe, at an onstage kind of appearance.
Yeah, I was under the impression that it actually is one of the things that drew a lot of people to the idea of
I think it's always been
project.
A split. I think there's always been a schism within the Liberty community up here about that, many of whom just don't, they feel like it's too fringe. And that was part of the issue at, according to the AP, we've been sharing the story about Britain leaving the European Union. It became official finally after 3 years of just brutal politicization of the issue. They finally have done it. The flags are being have been removed from the European Union headquarters in Brussels. And according to the story of the AP, the UK was never a wholehearted EU member, but actually leaving the bloc was long considered a fringe idea. It gradually gained strength within the Conservative Party, which has a wing of fierce Eurosceptics. Opponents of EU membership. Former Prime Minister David Cameron eventually agreed to hold a referendum, saying he wanted to settle the issue once and for all. So, again, it was an obscure fringe idea initially,
right.
But enough people picked up the idea, and they talked about it, and they overcame objections, and they got to 52%.
There's some interesting tidbits that people outside of Europe and outside the UK may not be aware of. When they say that the UK was never really a full member or not fully
wholehearted.
So there's some truth to this. So, for example, there are some things that probably would not be true if they ever rejoined.
Well, the British pound still exists, for one thing.
Right, exactly. Not only does the British pound still exist, but if you try to spend euros, even though they're technically valid in the UK, you're probably going to have trouble. So that's just to demonstrate how, and part of the whole idea of the European Union is a monetary currency, a single monetary currency. And yet the British never even though they were a full member, they still didn't have, they had a lot of exceptions to what a member meant or what you had to do to be a member. And the membership requirements keep on increasing. So if they were to rejoin at some future date, they would have to do things like implement, the euro. They wouldn't be able to opt out or, do anything of that nature or delay opting in if they were trying to join again.
Nigel Farage, in his speech, said, "We are never, ever coming back.
All right.
Of course, he's just one man. Anything could change.
And sure. It's probably, he's probably not wrong, because if they were to join or try to come back,
the rules would be different.
The rules would be different than when they originally joined.
More stringent.
There's many more rules, and it would be much more stringent as far as what they would be required to do.
So it hasn't worked out that way, though, according to the AP. Since the 2016 vote, the UK has held fractious negotiations with the EU that finally, late last year, secured a deal on the divorce terms. But Britain is leaving the bloc.
Fractious negotiations of the fracture?
Indeed. Arguably as divided as it was on referendum day. By and large, Britain's big cities voted to stay in the EU, while small towns voted to leave. England and Wales backed the Brexit, while Northern Ireland and Scotland voted to remain. Candlelight vigils were held in several Scottish cities. Government buildings in Edinburgh were lit up in the EU's blue and yellow colors, and the bloc's flag continued to fly outside of Scottish Parliament. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said Brexit was, quote, a moment of profound sadness. Now, didn't Scotland try to exit the EU prior to Brexit happening?
Scotland, I think, doesn't like the whole exiting of the EU. They want to remain part of the EU.
But they also wanted to exit the UK, did they not?
In order to join the EU, because they do not like, it's not in the EU, it's not in the Scottish interests, effectively, to leave the EU, whereas it is in, at least in Britain, it is in the Well, maybe it's not, but some people believe it's in the British interest.
I don't remember. Didn't they hold a vote and it didn't pass in
Scotland?
They voted on seceding from something, but I don't know if it was the UK or the EU. I think it must have been the UK.
It would have been the UK, the EU.
And that would be, to be part if of the they EU, want to do that, you know.
Well, because they've always been the bitch.
Be foolish.
Well, I mean, they've always been the bitch of the UK, right?
Yeah. Well, when the UK wasn't picking on the Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, certainly of Britain, I think. Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, Britain, you know, alternately will beat the hell out of the Scottish and the Irish. They've been doing that for centuries.
Yep.
Scotland to decide on secession from the United Kingdom. Yeah, that's definitely not. I don't remember what the. Yeah, okay, 2014. So it was a couple years before the 2016 Brexit vote where they did look at that question.
I would support their doing that too.
Me too.
I would love to see Ireland out of the UK. They'd have a chance at working out their internal problems if they got out of the UK.
Here's the thing. Even though this Johnson character, this prime minister, who's all in favor of Brexit, seems to be, you know, pro-secession, well, guess what? He doesn't want to let the Scottish have their own secession movement out of the UK.
Right? Yeah. So, well, that's the problem, is politicians aren't principled. They don't realize that what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said Brexit was, quote, a moment of profound sadness. She said in a speech in Edinburgh, "Here in Scotland, given that it's happening against the will of the vast majority of us, that sadness will be tinged with anger," unquote. Scottish National Party government is demanding the right to hold a referendum on independence from the UK, something that Johnson refuses to grant. So they have to beg the UK Parliament to let
them
have
a vote on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something more like British effectively owns Scotland or something like that. And unlike whereas the agreement between the UK and the European Union never owned
more independent.
The UK, and therefore, yeah, that's how they can get away with it.
London, which is home to more than 1 million EU citizens, also voted by a wide margin to stay in the bloc. Mayor of London said he was heartbroken about Brexit, but insisted London would remain welcomed all, regardless of, quote, the color of your skin, the color of your flag, the color of your passport, unquote. Negotiations between Britain and the EU on their new relationship are due to start in earnest in March, and early signs are not encouraging. The EU is saying Britain cannot have full access to the EU's single market unless it follows the bloc's rules. But Britain insists it will not agree to follow an EU rulebook in return for unfettered trade. With Johnson adamant that he won't extend the transition period beyond December 31st, months of uncertainty and acrimony lie ahead.
But that actually illustrates the change. I mean, basically, when the UK was part of the EU, if the EU tried to impose rules on some random country and said, you can't trade with us if you don't follow these rules, they wouldn't have been able to trade with the UK either.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can.
They can. Mm. And English port
so they have access to anybody who's in a similar position.
A retiree in Dover in the UK said he thinks it's all going to be worth it. He said, quote, my expectation is there may be a little bump or two in the road, but in the end, it will even out. Somebody once said, short-term pain, but long-term gain. And that's the story on the exit from the European Union of Great Britain. Is it going to be the first of many? That's what nobody has predicted here on the show tonight. If so, what's the next domino to
fall? Nobody's saying that.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
topics here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that's where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock. There's always somebody in there hanging out, talking about stuff, various different chat rooms and such that you can get involved in. It's all free over at discord.lrn.fm. But there's also those on-air call-in line rooms you can use during the show to get on the air with us. Plus, want to make sure you know about the Edge wallet. It is a great cryptocurrency wallet. It's the one that I use more often than any other in real life here in the crypto mecca in New Hampshire to buy things. I was just out today. I actually had bought my breakfast with the Edge wallet. It's got support for a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, like, of course, the original Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and others, even Ravencoin now over at Edge Wallet. You can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet on iOS or Android devices, buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. You control your money there with Edge. They don't have control over it. It's just you. They've got a veteran team that's been building wallets since 2014 over at edge.app to learn more about the technology behind Edge. That's edge.app for their website, or just go to your Google or Android, your Google or Apple app stores and download Edge Wallet. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You can bring up what you want. We've had a lot of Brexit talk here tonight, but there's other stuff to talk about. We can talk about banning encryption to come back around to the original story that we opened the show with.
That's not what they're talking about doing.
Not quite, but they want to. That's what they want to do.
Well, I'm sure they want to, but that's not the proposal.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, secession, one piece at a time is a good way to go about it, as I see it. You've kind of actually things you've said are examples, without giving you an example of what you said, things you have said this evening are examples of secession one piece at a time until they can't, the government can't deal with all of the little succession fires going on in every different way at one time, and they basically fail, and we do what we want to do, which is the right thing to do. And one example of that, today there was a Second Amendment rally at the Capitol in Santa Fe in New Mexico, like the one they had in Virginia. Not as many people. There was about 500, because New Mexico is a less densely populated area, obviously, and so you're not going to get 20,000. But they did get 500, and it was pretty interesting because, as I'd said before, there were the sheriffs. 30 out of 32 sheriffs in the state of New Mexico said that they support not enforcing red flag laws, and there's a bill that every year there's a bill, but this year there's another bill trying to implement red flag laws. So this rally was to
when your government starts passing red flag laws, that's a red flag. It's time to take their guns.
Exactly.
I like it.
So this, I'm looking at the best example if anybody wanted to view it, because it's interesting to watch. If you look at a rally, anti-red flag law rally or pro-gun rally, and there are the main speakers at the rally are, several different sheriffs from throughout the state. It gives you a feeling of confidence that you can actually pull it off, meaning protecting your rights when the sheriffs themselves are going against their own legislature.
Has there been any counter threats against them? I know that in Virginia there was talk about the sheriffs being targeted by the state government, demoting them or whatever.
Interesting you bring that up because, the governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who was a U.S. rep before she was our governor, she's got the support of the chief of police, Johnson, of the New Mexico State Police, indicating that they will, go along with this stuff. Whereas the sheriffs won't, and she has said, I don't remember her exact words, but yeah, she did make statements saying that that the law enforcement that will not enforce the laws, blah blah blah, something like that. I'd have to search it to see exactly what she said, but she did make a statement against them. But that's not stopping them at all. It's not bothering them at all. They know they're on the right side. But an interesting visual of this, if anybody wanted to look at it, the best one I found was a a Facebook Live by a the way you search it easily is Brett, and then his name is Coconatus for Congress, but Brett KOK on Facebook search window should get you his page, which 8 hours ago has the live Second Amendment rally, and it's pretty heartening to watch it, you know, and that's I think it's a good example of secession one piece at a time.
Well, yeah, that would be an internal nullification within a state, and that's also a good thing. And thank you, David, for the call and sharing that with us.
There's also talk on the secession issue. The governor of West Virginia has invited counties to secede from Virginia join West Virginia.
Like in the old days.
which, it might be an improvement, but more importantly, it brings up this idea that borders are not steel.
They're fluid.
Borders change all the time. Borders are just where two gangs of criminals got tired of fighting.
Yeah,
now,
that's true.
It's interesting because I think in order to change the states, at least at the federal level, you have to get approval
from the federal government. Yeah.
But nothing stops them necessarily from saying, you know, one state from necessarily saying, okay, at the state level, we don't consider this to be part of our territory anymore. Mm-hmm. And another state from saying, okay, well, we consider this to be part of our territory now.
Yeah, why should it?
So, I mean,
it doesn't create a new state. It just...
Well, at the federal level, a part of the state, okay, the old state would still be considered part of that state. But as far as, you know, the state government is concerned, it's not.
I wonder about that. I mean, how does the federal government
define... Well, for example, their votes would be counted in federal elections as being in the state they left, not the state they joined.
So the federal government...
I don't think that would be a stable situation. Sooner or later, feds will agree which territory.
I don't think that would be true because the elections are based. The states hold their own elections. So,
you're right.
I think the state, effectively that part of the other state joins would consider it their state as far as voting is concerned.
Yeah, I wonder about how the federal government defines each state. Does it leave the states to define themselves? Meaning, we have it from this longitude and this latitude and whatever, or could they grab a town or two or a county or two and say this is now our state, and the feds would acknowledge it.
So I think as far as how many reps, I think is kind of set in stone based on you wouldn't end up
that's based on population.
But what about the
map? No, it's not
where
based on
where is the geography
what the population
record.
Was
hold on guys
I think
please
I was
don't
right.
talk over
sorry
one can go.
Go ahead.
The question is where is the geography of that recorded, and I don't know, but it must be done because the U.S. has added territory. Somebody's drawing those lines on maps.
Well, I think it's the federal government.
That's what I would think. So
toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we can talk about encryption. We can discuss 3D guns. There's just a lot on the table. Not a whole lot of time, but we got enough time for you if you want to jump on here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions because of the coronavirus that hit China and has spread to other nations. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who's coordinating the federal response, announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry into the United States other than the immediate family of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have traveled in China within the last 14 days. The restrictions take effect on Sunday. Americans returning from China will be allowed in but will face screening at select ports of entry and required to undertake 14 days of self-screening to ensure they don't pose a public risk. Also beginning Sunday, the U.S. will begin funneling flights to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened for the illness. The death toll now stands at 213 with over 10,000 people globally infected. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom coming up this summer. And that's coming sooner than you probably figure it's going to, because time flies. You're already done with January. Plan for June 29th until July 5th, ForkFest. It's in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, which is the largest campground in New Hampshire. There's plenty of room for a massive camping festival. ForkFest is not massive yet, but in 2019, it was bigger than it's ever been, and it was larger than I expected that it would be. Now, there's no organizer of ForkFest. ForkFest is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. There's no tickets. There's no bureaucracy. There's no board of directors. It's just a bunch of liberty-minded folks coming up to the same campground for the same time frame, and whatever happens there happens. You want to put something together.
It's like anarchy.
Not quite, but, you know, it's pretty fun because there's still park rules. You know, there's still... You know, you can't run around the pool, right? Like, there's still a few rules.
There'd probably still be park rules if there was no government, though.
Indeed.
I do have to say, it seems like the park rules get violated left and right, and nobody does
anything
about it.
They're loosely enforced, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There aren't that many rules, though, in the first place in that park.
They're
pretty laid back. So it's a great location, and it's a great place to celebrate Independence Day, because ForkFest this year is moving to after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So first you have a kind of more organized thing that you got to pay tickets for, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And then after that, Forkfest, it opens up. Anybody can come out. There's no ticket price. You want to vend stuff? Go right ahead. Set up and vend. You want to make food for people? Do it. You want to hold a poker game? You want to put on a musical show? You know, whatever it is you want to do. Have a good time and invite people to participate because it's fun. Go to forkfest.party. And again, mark your calendar June 29th until July 5th and join us in Rogers Campground. Forkfest.party. Free Talk Live will be there. We'll be broadcasting from the event. Speaking of broadcasting, there's terrible news in the broadcasting industry we can talk about. But briefly, I wanted to recap for listeners that may be just tuning in. There was a disturbing story, and apparently we did get through the bulk of the piece and got the important points out. But I kind of want to recap it here, Chris. There's a proposal from some legislator in D.C., to pass a law that would create a working group of bureaucrats who come up with rules for corporations that provide internet services like Facebook or Telegram or whatever to follow these so-called best practices, which include not encrypting their users' contents.
It would effectively what they're trying to do is limit companies from implementing end-to-end encryption, which basically means that the company itself cannot see what your messages are, whereas if they're using other forms of encryption that are not end-to-end, then they can do things like detect, activities that the government doesn't like, whether it's drug sales or child porn or terrorism, and I put that in quotes.
Are they requiring that these companies monitor for these things, though?
Yes, they would eliminate a liability for them if they did not detect like child porn at a minimum. Now, other stuff may be added later, but their initial argument is child porn.
So the idea is that they wouldn't be protected by the current protections under, what was it, Communications Decency Act, I think, that allows companies to have an exemption from liability for the actions of their users on their platforms.
Yeah, effectively now, if something like child porn is reported to a company, they have to remove it, obviously.
Sure.
But this basically says that it doesn't matter if you remove it, you're still guilty of it.
If.
And you'll be criminally liable. Right.
If they don't follow the so-called best practices.
Right, exactly.
So they're going to scare these companies into compliance, basically. They're not outlawing encryption. They're just basically making it so corporations don't play ball with encryption.
Yeah, well, they're outlawing certain kinds of use of encryption by certain kinds of companies.
So they haven't made the rule that says no end-to-end encryption yet because that's the point of this.
Yeah,
right.
That's the point of this.
So, yeah, technically we can't tell you that's what they're doing, but that is what they've said they're doing.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah, it's like
we know that's what they
want. It's ignoring the politicians that are saying this is why we want it.
Well, and
but we're not going to set the rules yet.
You could argue that this is fair for them to do because all they're doing is regulating the things that they created in the first place. And what I mean by that is corporations. It's not to say that well, that's what a corporation is, right? It's a file folder with papers in it that the government gang issues.
The government is the mother of all corporations.
They are a corporation themselves, and yes, they do create corporations.
Yeah. So the problem is they'll penalize
you. And they're the biggest, most destructive corporation in the world.
I don't entirely disagree with you guys. I just think if you don't do certain things, though, they will penalize you for it. So,
I mean, if you don't form a corporation or something like that.
Yeah, right. So, like, there's different tax situations, and there's all sorts of different scenarios, and it's not even necessarily
You pretty much have to be a corporation in order to do business in the United States.
As you grow, absolutely. If you don't, I don't even know how you would operate otherwise.
So they've got these people, pretty tight situation if this thing passes.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be a free speech lawsuit against this? Well, probably the argument is this isn't a restriction on free speech. You can still say the things you want to say. You just aren't allowed to put this particular technology into play.
So the argument here really is what a company's right to free speech, right? It's not so much the user's right to free speech, but it would have an undue restriction on an end user's right to free speech, too, I think.
Well,
I think so.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm not sure how to respond to that, I'm not sure I entirely agree with it.
It's going to...
Okay, well, I don't know. That's all I had to say about it. So if you want to respond...
It's going to stop these companies from assisting users with encryption, right? Because that's what we're talking about. If, for instance, I wouldn't use Facebook's Messenger platform. I'm not on Facebook. But
I understand. Well,
this is one of those...
WhatsApp's probably a better example.
WhatsApp,
yeah.
Where they claim it's encrypted. They would then have to say...
Encrypted, yeah.
They would then have... And again, you have to take their word for it, which I wouldn't, because it's Facebook.
Right,
but,
it's proprietary, yeah.
But, you know, they say, okay, WhatsApp's encrypted. Now they're going to have to, if this goes through, they're going to say, oh, well, no longer is WhatsApp encrypted. Sorry. So therefore, if you wanted to send an encrypted message, you would have to encrypt it yourself, send it over WhatsApp, and then it would have to be decrypted on the other end manually by the other person or by some sort of alternative program that you'd be running on.
Well, what's likely is they're going to be more insidious than that, which is they're going to say it's still encrypted, but it's going to be encrypted with a protocol that has a back door in it.
Right, so it's useless.
So that, it's useless. If you run afoul of the wrong people, it'll still keep your wife from sniffing the traffic over your router.
Yeah. Effectively, it makes a company liable. I think ultimately what it's doing is it's making a company liable if they don't follow these best practices.
Which have
we don't know what the best practices are.
The best practices are going to be no end-to-end encryption.
That's what it'll be.
Yeah. Right.
So have they said that, or is that just
that is
guess?
What they've been quoted. It's not in this. I don't see it in this particular story, but that's what they've been quoted.
Yeah, I haven't heard
as.
Any direct quotes that involved.
That'll be it, because otherwise you support, you know, terrorism and child pornography.
Right. Yeah.
So, according to them.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't agree with Greta, you hate children.
Yeah. So let me continue reading a little bit more of the story, because it doesn't quite go that far in this particular story, but it does go farther, and you'll see a little bit more what they're saying. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has condemned the move, saying it would prevent law enforcement, this is at the end-to-end encryption he's talking about, mm-hmm. law enforcement from finding criminals. But Facebook isn't required to comply. Under the Earn It Act, though, a committee could require Facebook and other companies to add a backdoor for law enforcement. So, even here they're talking about it being a backdoor.
This is bad news.
Yes.
This is very bad.
Rena Pfefferkorn, a member of the Stanford Law School Center for Internet Society, wrote a detailed critique of the draft. She points out that the committee would have little oversight and that Attorney General could also unilaterally modify the rules. So it's
great.
I mean, it's basically like saying the government can do whatever it wants.
They want.
You know, the government, when they want to come after you, they can do whatever they want. The Justice Department has pushed encryption backdoors for years, citing threats like terrorism, but they haven't gotten legal traction. Now, encryption opponents are writing the coattails of the backlash against big tech platforms and fears about child exploitation online. TechDirt founder Mike...
See, you hate children if you favor encryption.
It's absolutely absurd. We're all using encryption. This is the crazy thing. And yet, they're acting as if, you know, only pedophiles use encryption. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Hey, we got more coming up here. Toll-free number is 855-453. Thanks for bringing that to the to the table here, and let's make sure it gets shared on our Free Talk Live social media.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind. So if you want to tune into our social media platforms, we're on Mastodon, decentralized social media, over at toot.freetalklive.com, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com, also twitter.freetalklive.com, and telegram.freetalklive.com. We got more coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Hey, I want to say thanks to Chris R., who is a Free Talk Live amplifier. That's somebody who supports the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with Bitcoin BTC. You can do PayPal. You can do credit card. And your $5 a month helps us get on more radio stations. We've got over 200 stations now. Thanks to listeners like you getting behind what we do here. And it's helpful for us to be on new radio stations because, look, the ideas of freedom just are not out there. I'm sorry. I wish that we had competition. I wish that there were some really great shows that were better than we are because, you know, I don't think we're the best show in the world, but we're the only libertarian show with any real principles. And we've managed to cobble together over 200 radio stations over the last almost two decades that we've been in operation here. We started in 2002. And so it's great that we're here. I'm glad that we're here, and we're here because of listeners like you becoming amplifiers. So please, if you want us to get on to 300 stations, which is doable, then you can help us by joining the AMP program. You'll get some cool benefits and perks. You get access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord. We've got an AMP-only Facebook group and more. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, like Chris R., and you can help us. AMP Free Talk Live. Get on more stations. We just announced WTSN and its FM translator out in the seacoast of New Hampshire tonight. And the fact is, the radio business is a tough business. It's a business that has suffered from consolidation over the years. What happened was the government in the 1990s, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, did what they called deregulation. And I'm putting that in quotes, air quotes here. Deregulation, where they allowed companies to own an unlimited number of radio stations. Well, I mean, within however many are licensed, right? But there used to be very strict limits on you couldn't own more than two or three or something
right,
like
right.
that. There was some arbitrary number yep. that they came up with. And in the mid-90s, they got rid of that, and they made it so you could just gobble up as many as you could afford to buy that were out there. And so that's what created these behemoths like Cumulus or what was then known as Clear Channel, which is now called iHeartMedia, where these big companies just started buying up stations in the late 90s as soon as they could, and they collected, you know, more than 1,000 radio stations and became...
No more local radio.
Well, there's more to it, though, because the FCC also will show up with guns and stop
right.
anybody else from broadcasting.
Right, that's why I put it in.
True.
That's why I put deregulation in quotes, because it still kept the good old boy network together of everybody who was on the in, you know, the in crowd of having a license.
Mm-hmm.
But those were you could not outside of having a license operate a station. So there's no freedom to broadcast in the United States. There's no free speech on the airwaves. Like
although
there
it is
be.
Guaranteed by the First Amendment.
Right.
I really hope somebody
challenges that someday.
Yeah, we need some challenges on that issue.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. So what they did was they took a controlled marketplace, which is this highly regulated business of radio, where everybody knows everybody else, all the program directors, you know, shuffle around from one city to the next, from one company to the next, and then they made it so that there could be this consolidation thing that happens with these big companies buying all these stations. And some people made the correct predictions at the time that this was going to lead to disaster, that it was going to lead to mass cost-cutting, people losing their jobs, radio stations becoming less local, as you pointed out there, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And that's absolutely what happened. And I've been in radio through this whole process. Yeah. I've seen it all happen from back when I used to work at the Clear Channel, what became Clear Channel.
I remember when it happened, and I wasn't even in radio.
Right. And what you the first step of it was... Well, it also coincided with technology becoming affordable as well. So just after or just around the time when this deregulation happened was also when automation with computers became very affordable. And so they started to cut jobs when they realized, well, we can get rid of the overnight guy. And what they did was they because the Internet became a thing and the computers were so affordable, they made it so all the automation became a thing. It used to be they had a guy standing in the studio at 3 in the morning putting CDs. I was that guy for a while, putting CDs in players and, you know, talking between the songs. And then the computer could do it. So they had the computer do it, and then they had somebody record the guy's segments during the day. So they'd have some dude in Tampa recording segments for a station in, you know, Alabama or vice versa. And so the overnight shift basically became a graveyard. There was nobody else there.
There is one good thing that's occurred, and it had nothing to do with the government. At least today we do have other options like radio and satellite radio.
Internet radio,
yeah. So at least there are some options.
Oh, for the listener, there's a bevy of options.
Yeah.
Now, but the poor radio business is still saddled with all the stupid FCC rules.
That's very true.
And so they don't have the ability to. They don't have real competition within their industry.
Right.
And so they've always been slow to change, and they haven't been able to make it work. Even with all the consolidation, even with all the cost cutting, they still have to keep cutting costs. They're still spinning off stations and trying to sell them to pay off their massive debts. And so here's the latest news from Syracuse.com. The nation's largest owner of radio stations has stripped so much staff from central New York that it may now have more channels on the air than it does full-time DJs. iHeartMedia, a national entertainment conglomerate, laid off hundreds of staffers nationwide last week, with the heaviest cuts coming from small and medium markets like Syracuse. The cuts leave popular local stations like B104, Y94, and News Radio WYSR filled with so much national programming and music on automation that they are barely Syracuse stations anymore. One competitor in town says, quote, "This is where they've been going for 20 years. They always have very flowery statements. sense, but the reality of the matter is they're no longer a local media company, and they really need to stop pretending they are, because it's embarrassing. He says you can't have a dog and tell the world it's a cat and get upset when people who say, that's a dog, not a cat, unquote. In Syracuse, disc jockeys who were axed in the recent bloodshed, and this was nationwide, people from iHeartMedia, huge job losses over the last few weeks. They talk about the jocks there in town that were cut, and they name some of the names. Rick Wright, Kenny Dees, and they go on down the list. They say that during the cuts, more than 850 iHeartRadio websites removed all their DJ schedules and blogs to instead highlight the biggest national personalities and podcasts. So instead of showing off their local hosts on their local station websites, they're now showing off their national personalities, people, you know, like Ryan Seacrest or some of these other big, you know, big names. According to the story here, instead, request lines now go unanswered, and remaining shows are largely syndicated or pre-recorded from other cities. After the dust settled, just 4 local on-air voices total are broadcasting daily from 5 of their central New York radio stations. The company won't confirm its current staff, but here's who we were able to identify from sources, social media, and station websites. They then go down the list of their stations. B104.7 WBBS is a country radio station, still lists a longtime afternoon host, Rich Lauber, but a job opening for the same time slot has been posted on Indeed, Glassdoor, and LinkedIn. They got rid of the morning show the previous month and replaced it with a show from Nashville. So again, syndicating programming, replacing local content. Hot 107.9 has no local
DJs. Okay,
as
a guy who produces a syndicated show, does this really break your heart?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't we one of those national guys?
We are one of the national guys, it's true. And so we are in that position of providing program content to radio stations who don't want to put a local host in on their nighttime airwaves. And that's just the reality of the business. We're here to give stations an option where they need it. And it would be great if more local content was out there. If, you know, when we were the most popular on the phones was when we were a local show, interestingly. Like, we can go through a whole show and not get a single phone call on as a national show. But when Free Talk Live was a local show, it was wall-to-wall calls all night long.
Wasn't that a very different time with a lot more people actually listening to the radio, though?
Well, a lot of people listen to the radio today. If you look at the numbers from the industry publications, tell you that a lot of people listen.
200 stations, you'd think there would be enough of an audience listening that you would have more phone calls.
You would think. Maybe people don't believe they can get through because they think it's a national show or whatever. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've never really understood it, but that's the reality of it.
Mm.
So at Hot 107.9, they have no local DJs. Instead, syndicating personalities like Elvis Duran and Ryan Seacrest. News Radio, their talk station, WSYR, there. They kept their morning drive host in Syracuse, plus their morning news anchor and a producer. So they've got a morning show. And that's pretty typical of talk radio stations these days. They'll have a morning show that's local, maybe an afternoon drive show, and everything else is wall-to-wall syndication. But what they're pointing out here is that they're cutting it back even further to where some stations don't even have any local hosts. Zero. There's no one to bring you the latest news or weather or, you know, updates on whatever it is that's going on locally.
It's funny that there's cable TV, local cable TV, but there's no radio.
That's barely even true either.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want, 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.